The Canarian Weekly Local News, exclusively on Oasis FM.
The man from Friday's carjacking spree has been named as Kevin Dufern, aged 30, from Lanarkshire in Scotland. He was found dead at Los Cristianos roundabout just after 6 p.m. on Friday and had only arrived in Tenerife with a group of friends, including his brother Raymond, the day before. On the evening before the tragedy, his brother posted an image of a bottle of Jägermeister on Facebook, and a family member wrote, "Have a great time, please come back in one piece, the lot of you." Dufern's mortal bender led him to steal a Mitsubishi from outside the CC San Eugenio shopping centre with a passenger still in the car. The terrified 42-year-old Spanish woman threw herself out of the moving vehicle onto the TF1 motorway near Quirón Hospital moments before Kevin crashed the vehicle. Investigators have been handed footage of Dufern zigzagging along the motorway in the stolen Mitsubishi with both doors open instants before he crashed. Witnesses have also said they saw him staggering along the dual carriageway before trying to steal another car and a motorbike, prompting speculation he may have mixed drink with drugs. Police were told by his friends during a quick verbal interview that he was a very conflictive person after alcohol. A police source said, initially when the man's body was found, it wasn't thought that it was connected in any way with earlier incidents. Subsequently, because of the proximity to the crash scene and the clothes he was wearing, it was confirmed he was the same person responsible for the carjacking, motorway crash and two other attempts to steal cars stuck in the tailback he had caused when he had his accident. Investigators are still awaiting the results of the autopsy. Two men died on Sunday afternoon after the driver lost control of his car in Charca de Pino in Granadilla, skidded off the road and plummeted down into an orchard. Emergency services were notified that the men had been missing for several hours after a family member went out looking for them and found them at the scene of the accident. When paramedics arrived, they could only confirm that both men were dead. Two people had to be airlifted in separate incidents on Sunday afternoon. A woman fell into a cave whilst hiking through the Masca Barranco, suffering minor injuries and was taken to hospital for further medical treatment. Then a 46-year-old fisherman had to be rescued from Faro de Teno in Buena Vista del Norte after a wave knocked him over onto a rocky area difficult to access. The man broke his leg due to the fall and was airlifted to the North Airport, where paramedics were waiting to take him to the University Hospital for further medical care. For the latest on these and other stories, please visit our website and Facebook pages.
For more news, pick up the Canarian Weekly every Friday. Tenerife's only weekly British newspaper.